local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
On our morning show time today, we speak about the Greater Richland Chamber. And in our studios today, Christy Adsett and Amanda Keller, administrative assistant with the Richland Chamber. So lots of things to talk about, ladies. And Christy, we'll start with you. When you bring in cookies from Christy Sunnyside, you can be a guest every morning on the morning show here.
Why, so, thank you.
Sure. A little payola.
But, yeah, thank you so much. Forward.
Yeah, so. There you go. But it's off to a good year, I'm sure, in downtown Richland Center, isn't it?
Yes, it has been a very good start to the year. Last year, we had an awesome year. Lots of great events, great participation from all of our members, as well as attendance by people in the community. So it was a great year, and we're off to a really good start this year.
How did the peep hunt go earlier this year? Do you remember how that went?
And yeah, it went really well. We had a lot of community participation. We had people send in like paper ballots, you know, peep displays all over town. And then we've added online registration for that kind of stuff too, so that it's easier for people to participate. So it's been really fun to have all the businesses participate and decorate.
A lot of people downtown participate, and as a business owner, it's just nice to see families walking around and checking everything out, and you know, and there was beautiful weather when we had it this year too, so that was really helped induce a lot of people to be involved with it. So it was a very, very well attended event, and it was kind of ran for what, 3-4 days it was. So
yeah, over
it was,
a weekend.
Yeah.
And we always love getting pictures from our community members and being able to show how much fun they're having, and we got a whole bunch of video or of pictures that we were able to turn into videos and add places to show how much fun people are having downtown.
That's awesome. So Amanda, where can people see those videos then?
On our website, rcchamber.org, and you can see all of our events, what the chamber does, all the information, maps, anything you need to know about the chamber, you can find on our website.
I know you're beginning your second year in your position then, so is it kind of been a work in progress getting that up and, you know, your Facebook page and posts and all that stuff too?
Yeah, we've been focusing a lot on, we did a rebrand and got a whole new website up and a whole new address, so rcchamber.org is new. We've been adding stuff as we go, kind of building the plane as we fly it, but it's been really great having resources for our chamber members, adding in a newsletter, occasional blogs. I'm working on a blog now for Coffee with the Chamber on Tuesday, this next Tuesday. So that's really, if you want to know something about the chamber, that's really the place to go.
Can you give us a few numbers on last year, like some of the analytics from last year, reviewing how it went?
I told you I didn't pull the numbers this morning. Well, it has been growing. I'm sorry, I don't have like specific numbers.
Mm-hmm. Everything was very well attended. I know Taste of the Hills, we had probably 400 to 500 people there for that night.
Okay.
At the wine walk, or we have wine walk, the fall wine walk was, I think, 350 to 400 people we had attend that. And then we had music after that also. We had the tradesman play, and the weather was bad, so we moved them inside at TKO Barbecue, and that was packed all night, and everyone sounded like they had everyone seemed to be having a great time when I was there. The markets, the night markets, we have 3 night markets through the summer, and those we usually have, we always have music, and I think the first one we had maybe 10 vendors, and by the end of the September, we were up to probably 20, mm-hmm. 22 vendors, and we usually have at least 2 food vendors there for that night, and attendance on those, a lot of it is walk-through. People come and just visit for a while. So I would say those were running between 100 to 200 people for those. Kind of depending, you know, on the September one, it's hard because sports are that night, Friday night, and it kind of interferes, but people make it work, so.
And you had music, some pretty well-known groups that were attended, you know, people attended to.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we had Ann Christopherson, I believe, was at one of them. Mm-hmm. Donnie Brazek was at one last year, too. We're both of those will be back this year again. So it'll be, and the other musician we'll be having this year would be Michael Clark will be back. He was here a couple years ago, I believe, to perform in a night market. So, we've had some very good entertainment, and it's just nice. People can come out, bring a chair, sit down and relax and enjoy the evening.
The next big event coming up, Christy, is the Spring Wine and Beer Walk. I noticed maybe a little bit of a name change this year.
We have a group that's a Wine Walk Committee. So it's Jamie Walsh, Amy Miller. I can't talk. Amy Miller and Shelly Ferguson. And then myself and Amanda work with them. And we've been trying to theme each Wine Walk. So the Fall Wine Walk was
80s
theme. It was, what was it? I know. It was 80s theme. So if you came downtown Richland Center that night, you thought you were back to the future in 1980. Because there was a lot of big hair. Richard Simmons was seen walking around downtown.
Really?
So it was a lot of fun. And so this time the theme was baseball. So it's Take Me Out to the Wine Walk. So we encourage people to come dressed up in their favorite baseball attire or... we have a really cool video online on Facebook that the girls at Creative Layers did of they're wearing baseball food costumes for their part of the wine walk. So it's really funny and cute if you get a chance to look at that. But we're going to be serving, we have 22 stops and we're going to be serving wine, some hard cider and beer. So people will be able to choose between those three things to sample at the various stops. And the map of the stops is online right now at rcchamber.org. And they can buy tickets online. They can do a variety of things online. Or if they have questions, they can reach out to us, too.
Do you need advance tickets, Amanda, for it?
I would recommend getting tickets because last year we sold out and we had all sorts of people trying to get tickets and they were already sold out. And I'm pretty mean about it. I'm not going to create more tickets unless Christy says I can. But so you can also get physical tickets at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Creative Layers, and then Community First Bank. And I know they all have tickets left right now, but I know some of the locations have been selling them pretty fast. And then you can get them online. And we also have designated driver tickets for $6. So then you can still participate. You just don't get the drinks that go with that.
What are the hours?
So you can check in at the depot to get your wristband. I think we opened that at 11.
Yep.
Until like kind of later in the night. But the walk itself starts at 5:30 and that goes till 8:30. And then at 8:30 we'll transition into the dance party or the street dance.
Yep. And so we'll have the group Bald, B-A-L-D-D. So that's Mark Chambers' group. And they're going to be in the parking lot. We're going to close off Court Street between Central and Church. And they will be in the parking lot between, where the old music shop was by Royal Bank there. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to be set up in there playing, hopefully weather permitting. If not, we're going to move the band to the Phoenix Center. So we've got I'm always plan B person, so we have plan B for that. And one of the groups from the high school, I believe, is going to be there selling hot dogs and brats and stuff. So if you want to come up and do that, I mean, anybody can come to the dance and that. If you want to participate in the wine walk, though, you do have to buy a ticket to do that.
And you said 22 different participants
yes,
in that as well?
Yes, 22 different participants, you know, all through the downtown area. I think the furthest south would be the Locker, and the furthest north is, the Richland Family Restaurant. And then we have the Phoenix Center on one side, and...
Cat Schmidt, I think, is
that. Cat Schmidt Realty is on the other side also. That's okay. Kind of that block, three-block area that everything is in between those areas. So, and it's really... every business, I mean, people dress up different and offer different snacks for you. They try to, a lot of places will have photo walls for you to do things. So they try to make it fun and entertaining. They'll have games, whatever, freebie stuff. So it's a lot of fun.
But the businesses are open for business as well.
Yes, they are. They are. And they encourage you to, you know, take a look at what they have to offer. It gives them a very good opportunity to get a kind of a captive audience in that may have never been in their business before. So,
yeah, I was going to say, you probably see some people in Richland Center, Amanda, that night that maybe haven't been there before, and you hope to have them back again, right?
Yeah, we had people traveling from even a couple hours away to come to our last event in the fall, and that one was very well attended, and everybody had so much fun. They were already asking for tickets for this event, so we don't want anybody to miss out on getting tickets this time that want to participate.
It's going to be a nice thing on a Friday night. People always reminisce about Friday nights in downtown Richland Center, Christy. So this is a chance to have a lot of people.
It's a great opportunity for a lot of people to, you know, come and enjoy the evening downtown. And you can come to Richland Center Friday night, and you can go to Muscadet Saturday night for the Morrill Mushroom Festival. So it's kind of a great weekend to do a lot of fun stuff.
A full weekend. Yes. Yeah, other communities, you know, Viroqua does one similar to this as well. It's kind of an idea that has caught on, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Viroqua has them. Reedsburg also has them. Sauk City, I believe, also does them. It's just a nice, and I see Mineral Point too. I just seen those, but it's just a nice opportunity. And like I said, if you don't want to drink, there's always that option. You can buy the designated driver ticket. You can still participate and, you know, walk around, check out all the businesses, get all the freebie stuff, whatever, but just, you can do it that way too.
Yep. And again, that's coming up. That's next weekend. It's the 17th of May on that Friday night. Let's look ahead at some of the other things. Taste of the Hills, that is up also in the month of June, isn't it, Christy?
Yes, it is. This will be your
third year
doing that. The hospital foundation used to have the Taste of the Hills, and then they had approached us about taking it over. So this will be our third year offering that. We usually have around 10 to 12 food vendors we bring in. We try to keep local or within an hour radius to bring in food vendors. We'll have some other potential craft or produce vendors there, also a few. And then this year we have Dan Leppin and Kelly Long will be performing the music for the evening. So we're pretty excited about that. Kelly has a great following. Dan is kind of a country rock group. I see he's going to be at Sauk County Fair too. In July, so this would be a good opportunity. There's no cover charge to get into this. The only thing you have to pay for is you buy tickets to buy food and the drink. So that would be the only thing. But it's free to come in, bring your lawn chair, you can come in and sit down, listen to some great music.
You've had all kinds of weather. I think was last year's all right?
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. Uh-huh. We've had very good weather. It wasn't too hot, and we didn't have any rain, so that was awesome. But we do have tents set up and everything, so it. And we try to plan ahead for that. So,
it's a big undertaking. And Amanda, last year someone came up to me, I think on Sunday after you'd had the Taste of the Hills, and they said, "That was awesome last night. Do you guys do that every Saturday?"
I don't know if we'd have the energy to do it every Saturday.
I was going
to
say.
But we do have the night markets, which is kind of like a similar version, just a little bit different. So it does offer that, you know, once a month through the summer option.
You have a real good opportunity to sample foods from all over, don't you?
Oh, people loved it. They were actually going to get more cash to get more tickets so that they could buy more food because it was just so many good options. And we had kids come up, "I only have so much and I don't know what to get because there's so many good things." So,
and they're sample sizes, but then again, you get a lot for a sample size, don't you?
Yeah, and that gives you the option to have multiple different versions or different options.
That's coming up June 15th. Is that about the same time, or is that earlier than some
years? No, that's, what's that, the third? It's usually the same weekend in June. We try the second or third weekend is when it happens on a Saturday night. So,
great.
But yeah, it should be a great event, hopefully, and we'd love to have a lot of people stop in and check it out. So.
And then you mentioned the night markets. When is the first of those coming up then, Amanda?
That is July 19th. And then August 16th and September 20th. So it's that same third Friday of the month we start off with Taste of the Hills and then we go through September with those.
Excellent location to do it at the depot there where you do, because people driving through a lot of times probably may not know what's going on. All of a sudden they stop and check it out, right?
Yeah, we had people even stopping last year before they were going to, you know, football games and stuff, grabbing dinner, checking it out, and then heading out. It's kind of a nice spot to stop in if you need to swing through real fast, or you can sit at the table and listen to music while you enjoy great food.
It's an awesome event for Greater Richland Chamber, Christy, and I think as a business owner, too, an important event, kind of to show you all as a team, and you're all in it for the same cause, right?
Yes, we have a great board that works together really, really well. I would just like to mention some of the board members, because I really appreciate all of their hard work. So we have Katie Bidward, Edward Jones, Craig Woodhouse, John Edgington from Community First Bank, Terry Richards, Sean O'Connor,
Noah
Crotch from Alan Rockwell Automation. I always want to call it Alan Bradley, but it's Rockwell Automation. And Jessica Brown from Passages are some of our board members. So, and then we have Amanda as our administrative assistant, who has been very valuable to us to help build the Chamber brand, to help build our website, and to basically get the Chamber out there and to help publicize our events. So.
Let's talk about that a little bit, and the rebranding and everything that's gone through, Amanda, and how has that gone?
I think it went really well. It was mostly just kind of updating the logo and getting it, you know, branding is very important so that when people recognize that, that they know that's us. And so it was really a fun thing to kind of work with the Chamber to build all of that around, you know, what they did have, and then build in parts of Richland Center and have that flavor in that, the hills and stuff. So I think it's gone really well. We've been able to get a lot of promotional materials out. People should be able to see, you know, whether it's wine walk, flyers. We have calendars around town of our events so that people know what's going on, because you can have all the events you want, but if people don't know about it, they aren't going to show up.
So. Yeah, so you're getting a lot of traffic and bringing in, and it's very important to have that this day and age to try and draw those people in from outside too, isn't it?
Absolutely, and so we do try to build a following so people know to check back in, but really get in front of people as well and build our reach so that people know what's aware. There's so many great things that happen in Richland Center, and it's been great to partner with the tourism too to kind of promote our events, so...
And tie those in, because when people are visiting the area, bed and breakfast or whatever, it's nice to know that, hey, there's something going on. You can direct them to that.
Exactly. And our job, you know, as a Chamber, our job is to help promote our members' businesses. And we are a resource for them if they, you know, need assistance, if they're maybe applying for a grant or, you know, are looking for some more education for their employees on various topics. I mean, that's what the Chamber is. As far as their membership, that's what we are. We're here to promote. And that's what, you know, these different events we have, you know, we try to promote those businesses that are members in those events, as well as, you know, promote the area too itself and other people in the area. But our key thing is to help promote our members and to educate our members. So
you have coffee with the Chambers coming up, right? I believe there's another one next week sometime, isn't it, Amanda?
Coming up right away.
Yeah.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and so we're having some different people from Health and Human Services, Sources of Strength. They're going to have students come in and talk about what they're doing, and then CHIPS through, I think that's Social Services as well. Mm-hmm. There's going to be kind of a group of people kind of talking about all these resources we have, programs that are available to our community so that we get the awareness. And it's great because we can promote to our businesses, promote to our community, what is here, what's available, and how we can help kind of connect people with whether it's a business or a service.
In fact, they'll be on the morning show tomorrow, members of that group, to kind of give you a little sneak peek. But everybody can come to the Chamber coffee.
Yeah,
you have to be a member, right?
Coffee with the Chamber. It's on the second Tuesday of the month at Christy Sunnyside at 7 a.m. And it's open to anybody. So, I mean, we try to post the topics on our Facebook page as well as community calendar. And like I said, this is Mental Health Awareness Month, so we'd love to have as many people stop in, grab a cup of coffee. We always have a few treats out there, and it's just nice to sit down. As a business owner and as a member of the Chamber, it's just nice when people are like, wow, I didn't know that, after I'm talking to people and we're done. So then that makes it worthwhile.
Most definitely. We'll talk more about Greater Richland Chamber in a moment when the morning show continues. Today Today on this segment of the morning show, we focus on Greater Richland Chamber, and in the studio with us, Christy Adsett and Amanda Keller. And I think, ladies, you'd like to encourage membership. Amanda, that's one of the things you'd like to focus on today.
Yeah, absolutely. So April is the beginning of our membership year, and so we send out packets to our current members, and we can send packets or stop in any business that is interested or want to talk about it. On our website, we do have information as well. You can download a packet, or you can go online and also register your business. And it's not even just businesses, it's individuals if they want to be part of the chamber as well.
Yes.
And it's not just downtown Richland Center business.
No, we have businesses from surrounding outside of Richland County even that are members. So yeah, it doesn't have to be downtown Richland Center. It's anywhere in Richland County area, Greater Richland. That's why we're called Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce. So it's not just the downtown.
What are the advantages that you can see of being a member, Christy?
Well, it gives you another source for information as far as education. We also do a lot of, like I said, the events give you more visibility. We encourage all of our members to be involved in the events that we offer, and we usually give a discount rate for members when they are involved in the various events that we have. We also feature you on our website. We have a membership directory now, which Amanda's got working, so it'll go right from, if somebody clicks on your business, it takes them right to your website then. So that's more access. We do also a lot of promotion on Facebook. So if you're having an event with your business, you can message us or email us, and then Amanda will work to promote that event and through our chamber membership.
And that's nice. Sometimes word of mouth, if you have a customer come in, you can say, hey, by the way, this is going on.
Yes,
kind of work together.
Yeah, and it's, the more, I might only have, 100 people on my Facebook page or whatever, but, some other business might have, a couple hundred, but you put it all together, you've got a reach of, a few thousand different people. And, like they say, it's, one person tells another, and that's all it takes is just to get the word out, so.
Going to have the flower baskets this year in downtown Richland Center, Amanda?
Yeah, the board member. So I don't have a whole lot to do with that, but they have done a really good job of partnering with Ithaca School District, and they grow the flower baskets for the chamber, and they look so beautiful downtown when you drive through. So
they do.
Yeah. We'll be picking Ithaca FFA. I was just talking with Melissa Sprecher this morning, and she said they're getting huge, so hopefully, fingers crossed, we probably will not put them out till just before Memorial Day weekend, because we put them out earlier one year and they got frosted.
Oh, so hopefully we'll be on that. You never know.
You never know. So we let's just wait till Memorial Day. But yeah, they'll be going up through the whole downtown, and then they get watered every day. So whether it's Mother Nature or somebody on the chamber that waters them.
That's quite a chore to get that done, isn't it?
Yeah, it takes about an about an hour and a half to water them all. We have 50-some baskets through the whole downtown. So if anybody is interested in helping out with that or something, to reach out through our website or mention it, contact myself. We're always looking for a few people to help out with that job. So
it is a beautiful addition to downtown, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It makes it look beautiful downtown. So
some other events coming up. I know you have Hispanic Heritage Day planned again this year.
Yes.
That went well last year, didn't it?
It was very well attended.
Yeah.
And it was even a little bit rainy, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And they had a soccer tournament going also that day, and they're going to have that again this year. And they have music, a DJ, I think, playing all day long. It's crazy how many people were at that last year. The park was just full. I don't even know how to count how many people were there, but it was very, very well attended.
That'll be the second weekend in September. And then are you going to do Pumpkin Fest again this year?
Yes.
Yes.
Right now,
we are having a committee meeting tonight for that to pick the theme. So they opened it up to elementary students in the area to pick the theme. They got to submit what they thought the theme should be this year. Last year was Pirates, mm-hmm. Walk the Plank. So this year, we don't know. We'll be announcing that, what the theme is going to be. And then the student or the community member that is like the winner is picked, then they'll be honored during the festival.
Mm-hmm. So, and it'll be on the courthouse lawn again, just like it was last year. I think, and I don't, I believe there'll be adding, there'll be a few more things being added to it again this year also. The last year was kind of the first year, so they wanted to get, you know, the main attributes, the primary things really focused and do them really well. And so now they'll look to add a few other things to make it a little bit more of a, maybe a little extend it instead of just the weekend, it would maybe extend a couple days. But we're just hoping that a lot of people participate. You know, I mean, it's a great opportunity. You can, if you don't have a pumpkin, they give away a bunch of free pumpkins. All you got to do is come and get a pumpkin, decorate it, however, and bring it back.
Yeah. And the fire station is going to be hosting that again for the pumpkin drop-off. We have local farmers that donate pumpkins. We had 300 pumpkins, I think, donated last year. It was a lot. It was really great. And then kids were able to, or families and the school district even, some of the teachers, they did class projects. And this year they're going to have like a STEM project that's going to be available for classrooms to participate in. They're really wanting the community involved. And so then they'll be able to drop them off. They get prizes. And then there's activities. They're already collecting activities and kind of coordinating with many different organizations and groups in order to have lots of activities. And it is, you know, I could see this becoming like a week-long thing.
Yes, that's kind of their goal, I think, to have it to be a week-long event. When you bring your pumpkin back, too, you get food. So they give you a hot dog and they give you dinner, basically. Hot dog and cupcake when you bring your food, when you bring your pumpkin in that night. So
that was a good deal.
Yeah.
Also that month, Center Color Fest normally happens in the first weekend of October, so that's a busy month.
Yeah, and we'll have a wine walk that weekend, October 4th again. I'm not for sure the theme of that yet, but I'm sure we'll have a theme. There'll be a lot of fun. We'll have some live music again. We just try to make it so it's a really fun evening that people can come out and enjoy. That's kind of the idea with both of the wine walks. I mean, you come and participate in the wine walk, you can stick around for music and everything else. And or otherwise, if you don't want to participate in the wine walk, you can still come and enjoy the music. Mm-hmm. So
get your samples at the participating businesses then. Again, that's next week. Amanda, you want to get the word out again that there's still tickets, but probably not for long, right?
Yeah, you got to get your tickets because they go out fast. And once they're out, I'm not selling anymore. So you want to stop in at Community First Bank, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, or Creative Layers Salon. They have tickets available. They're $35, or you can go online, you can buy your ticket there, or you can get a designated driver ticket for $6, and that you just don't get the alcohol drinks, but you get to participate in all the fun.
It includes drinks, and there are some free samples of food there too, usually, right?
Yes, lots of fun. Lots of food, yeah.
Lots of food and lots of fun.
Yeah.
No doubt. And then the bald street dance as well next Friday night. You don't have to be bald to...
No, you don't. You could dress up that way if you want. I'm sure they would think it would be great.
Do whatever. Any word on what Kenny, the wannabe baker, is going to dress up
I
like?
I have no idea on that. Okay. That's in, you know, and secret.
Maybe it's just his regular attire.
It could be.
A lot of fun. Well, thanks for coming in today, ladies.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck. Here's to a good year with, the chamber members, and we hope for good weather for all of those events.
I hope so, too. Yeah, thank
absolutely.
You, Phil.
You bet. Christy Adson joining us, and Amanda Keller representing Greater Richland Chamber here on The Morning Show.
It feels really good when you find someone who wants to help you feel really good. Dr. Victor Benson of Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet is helping people of all ages, from babies to their great-grandparents, feel better and get more out of life. Whether you're experiencing back or neck pain, headaches, or you've been in a car accident, or maybe you're just trying to get healthy and want to be on the right vitamins. Remember, Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet, your partner in achieving your everyday wellness goals.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the Director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
Hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Spring is here, and Mother's Day is just around the corner. This is Darwin at Driftless Outdoors. Stop out to see us there for a great selection of outdoor furniture. Mom will be delighted with a new glider or rocker for her deck or for her porch. And we have discounts on all in-stock furniture starting now through Mother's Day weekend. Our hours are 9 to 4 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. So stop out at Driftless Outdoors, Highway 80 North, Richland Center. See you soon.
Our update at 6:30 is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today will tap out around 60 degrees, so a few degrees warmer than right now, with periods of rain tapering off this afternoon, northeast winds at 10 to 15. Then decreasing clouds and chilly tonight with patchy fog, a low of 42. Friday, sunny in the morning, then increasing clouds, scattered showers again toward Friday night, and a high tomorrow of 68. Currently in Richland Center, it is 54 degrees.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. President Joe Biden visited Wisconsin on Wednesday to talk about a large investment by Microsoft in building a new data center in southeast Wisconsin. The $3.3 billion investment includes the construction of facilities such as the country's first manufacturing-focused AI lab, according to the company. Biden, speaking at Gateway Technical College in Racine County, said the move shows that his agenda is promoting economic recovery and job growth in the country. Senator Tammy Baldwin said the news is welcome and will help in creating new jobs in the state. Paul Ryan doesn't want Donald Trump back in the White House. The Janesville native, who served as House Speaker during part of Trump's first term, telling Yahoo Finance this week that he doesn't plan on voting for his party's presumed nominee and instead plans to write in another Republican candidate. Ryan saying character is too important to him and that the presidency requires the kind of character Trump doesn't have. UW-Madison officials won't tolerate any disruptions of spring commencement events by pro-Palestinian protesters. A Wednesday email to students warned that disruption of events, including graduation activities, would violate state law and won't be tolerated. The university will recommend a minimum of suspension for students, including current graduates, who take part in any disruption and place holds on their degrees, registration, and official records. In addition, the warning says students and non-students engaging in disruptions also risk arrest, citation, and criminal charges. Also Wednesday, negotiations between protesters and campus officials broke down. The encampment was ordered removed by 4 p.m. Wednesday, although it wasn't immediately clear what would happen if that did not occur. Tuesday night's storms brought a pair of tornadoes to southern Wisconsin. The National Weather Service confirms a pair of tornado touchdowns in Walworth County. An EF1 tornado with winds up to 90 miles per hour touched down near Darien, and an EF0 with 80 mile per hour winds touched down near Sharon. No one was injured, but several buildings were destroyed in the Darien area. Ascension Health is warning patients about a possible data breach. The company announced Wednesday it's seen some suspicious activity on its network, and it is also investigating. The activity and the response lead to an outage of the healthcare system's network. A consultant group is now going over logs from the day to find out if any information was stolen. The Village of Arena Police Department will not have anyone working on its force as of yesterday. WMTV 15 News reported on Tuesday night the Village Board accepted the resignations of all three of its department members, including its chief. Former Chief Nick Stroik said Tuesday night it was a sad day because he loves his community. Stroik, along with his two other department members, Sergeant Wyatt Miller and Officer Stephanie Benish, sent in the resignations April 20th. Stroik said there were communication issues between the department and the board, and a lack of transparency. The search for the missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu continues in Manitowoc County. Two Rivers police say the search for the toddler continues using canine and equestrian units. A Tuesday statement from the department also quashes social media rumors that they would not allow a volunteer group on horseback to take part in the search, stating that, as hearsay, serves as a distraction away from efforts to find Elijah. An update posted Friday said the utility crew searched manholes throughout the county, and that the FBI has finished aerial searches as volunteer drone operators conduct further searches. Elijah Vu has been missing since February 20th. You are invited to a groundbreaking ceremony at the Boscobel Middle High School. That's coming up this afternoon at 2. The groundbreaking will be held for the facilities project, which was approved recently by referendum. A person of interest in Richland County was arrested in Sauk County last Friday around 4 o'clock. A DNR warden located a vehicle wanted in Richland County in reference to a disturbance that happened in Richland County. The vehicle was stopped on State Highway 60 at Rickelson Road in the township of Prairie du Sac. During contact with the operator, Brian Mertens, 45, of Racine, a deputy with the Sauk County Sheriff's Office, noted signs of impairment. Mertens was asked to do field sobriety tests, and as a result of those tests, was arrested for operating while intoxicated. Sixth offense. Mertens was transported to the Sauk County Jail. The USPS Letter Carriers Food Drive will be held Saturday. Simply place your non-perishable donation in a bag by your mailbox, and your local post office will deliver it to your local food pantry. Again, that food drive will be held this Saturday, May 11th.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 60 with periods of rain tapering off. Later on, northeast winds at 10 to 15 and decreasing clouds and chilly tonight. Fog possible and a low of 42. In Richland Center, yesterday's high was 78. We did pick up a couple of 1/100ths of an inch of rain during the early morning hours yesterday. And likewise today, we have received 8 1/100ths of an inch of rain from an early morning shower. It was 66 early on today, and we are down from that to the current reading, which is the overnight low. It's 53 degrees.
Make mom smile with a special Mother's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. From colorful hanging baskets and patio plants to unique yard art, beautiful fresh floral arrangements, and so much more, you're sure to find something she'll love. Can't decide? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
The Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival wouldn't be possible without all the great support from local and surrounds area business and individuals. Honkers and Sportsman's Lounge, Cardinal Glass Industries, Delta 3 Engineering, Electric Design, Meister Cheese and Muscadet Protein, Muscadet Chamber of Commerce, Muscadet Mini Mart, Meyer Construction, and Walsh's Ace Hardware.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. There were a few games played yesterday, mostly softball played, as they get set to get some games in under the wire of the seeding meetings, which will be coming up this week and weekend. Also, details on a Brewer loss. The Royals take the series against the Brewers with a win yesterday.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Yesterday in softball action from WRCO Radio, there were a few games that were played, including Wazika Steuben over Seneca, 11-1, that in the Ridge and Valley Conference, and Ithaca with a makeup game against Kickapoo. The Bulldogs won by a final of 9-2. It was Bangor 6, Wadiwok Center 2 as well, and Brookwood 18-3 over Royal. It was Cambridge 6 and Wisconsin Heights 5. And in the Southwest Conference, River Valley with an exciting win against Dodgeville 8-7. And it was Lancaster edging Richland Center, getting a lead in the end and winning 13-7 in area softball. Viroqua win against GET yesterday in baseball. That was a 4-0 final. Several events going on today. A few golf teams will play this morning and then again a little bit later on this afternoon as well with a makeup match this morning. The regularly scheduled Southwest Conference golf match is slated for Quail Run this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Also, it will be baseball, River Valley, and Richland Center playing at River Valley today. That game set to get underway at 4:30. There's softball, and that is Richland Center hosting Prairie du Chien tonight at 6:30. The River Valley soccer team will be home against Dodge Point. Riverdale softball plays at Darlington, and Ithaca baseball traveling to Weston to play in Cazenovia tonight at 5 o'clock. Kickapoo baseball and softball at Wazika Steuben as well, among the games scheduled in our area. Well, the Kansas City Royals have taken a series from the Brewers with a 6-4 win on Wednesday. Milwaukee has lost two straight three-game series. Shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. was Kansas City's star with a home run and three runs scored. Joe Ross took the loss for the Brewers. Gary Sanchez led off the seventh inning with his fifth home run of the season, as it was a tough one for the Brewers as they lose on the road yesterday in that game. They will prepare for a Thursday game, starting a four-game set at American Family Field. They'll be playing the rival St. Louis Cardinals. So, big game and games coming up this weekend for the Brew Crew, getting ready for the games in their area, and certainly they've had some ups and downs recently.
I mean, they got a really, really good club, and so for us to hang in there and just hang in there, and guys playing out of position, guys playing, you know, Monastery and Bowers in the outfield at the end, and Mona getting his first hit of the season.
That is manager Pat Murphy looking back on the series against the Kansas City Royals. Well, the Cubs lost to San Diego. That final was 3-0 yesterday. The Dodgers 3, Miami 1. Arizona 4-3 over Cincinnati. And San Francisco 8-6 winners against Colorado. In the American League, Cleveland 5, Detroit 4. Oakland 9-4 over Texas. White Sox 4, Tampa Bay 1. The Yankees 9-4 over Houston. Minnesota 6, Seattle 3. Texas 12. And Oakland 11. And back to interleague play, the Angels 5, Pittsburgh 4, Toronto 5-3 over Philadelphia. Atlanta beat Boston 5-0, Baltimore 7, and Washington 6. The Packers didn't know their offense was going to be as good as it was last year, but it turns out that it did turn out good for them. And offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich, who says the difference is like night and day. Stenovich says every player on offense has a year under their belt, and in comments made on the team's website, it's great to know what these guys are good at. The players know the plays, and the coaching staff can be more creative this season. Stenovich says he can start thinking about the next steps with the offense. The NFL schedule will be released next week. That has been pushed back. Normally, it's released around this time, but it will be next week now, according to the NFL. Some NBA observers are speculating the Bucks GM John Horst could be looking to bounce after a different career opportunity. Horst has been integral in putting together the roster, which is now aging. He could be a candidate for the position of president of basketball operations with the Detroit Pistons. Horst grew up in Michigan and attended college in that state. This could be yet another critical year for Milwaukee front office, so the team will want to cement Horst's position or departure as quickly as possible. With an update on sports today, I'm Phil Nee.
Which group do you belong to? The 20% or the 80%? 20% of people exercise regularly, and 80% don't. Hi, this is Tracy, letting you know whichever group you...
Michelle Reinen from DADCAP, Department of Michelle Reinen, administrator with DADCAP, is our guest at WRCO, talking about some tips for the month of May. And how are you doing, Michelle?
I'm doing really well. I'm happy spring is here, and we have some beautiful days.
We certainly do, and we want to keep those days beautiful. We want to keep people out of some jams, and I think we're going to talk first of all about video games and songs and things that you download. What do we really own, Michelle?
Yeah, this is really kind of a buyer beware message for everyone. And the question is, do you really own the digital items that you purchase? So if you've ever bought a video game, ebook, song, movie to enjoy on your device, when you buy that physical item, it's yours, it's in your hand, but a digital product tends to work differently. And when you buy a digital product, you may actually be purchasing a license to access it, not the product itself. So in some cases, the seller itself may have licensing issues with the content you bought, making your own license to use it worthless. And many digital items also come with those digital rights management software, or DRM, which prevents users from using the product in a way that wasn't approved by the seller or creator. So in that way, you end up with limitations as well.
That's interesting. And of course, I know from the music world that a lot of times people download music now. But as soon as you get rid of that device, that it's pretty well gone. You no longer own the rights, do you?
Yeah, absolutely. If you get rid of the device, or it could be the account. So you may have access to a digital item only while you have an active account with the platform or website that sold it, or only for as long as that platform or website stays in business. So these are all really important considerations. And the next time you consider buying a digital item versus a handheld physical item, refer to the terms of service first. Details about what control you have over your digital product are usually explained in the fine print. So purchasing a license instead of a product itself, it's not, inherently a bad decision or undesirable. But it's really important for consumers to know what they're spending their money on, how much they're spending for that, and how that purchase could be affected in the future. And think of those unforeseen circumstances that can come up as well. So all things that just need consideration in that buyer beware category.
What is check washing, Michelle?
Well, if you've ever sent a check that was cashed, but the recipient said it never arrived, you may have experienced check washing. So check washing is a scam that involves changing the payee name and the dollar amount on checks and then having it fraudulently deposited. And so you could end up being out a lot more money than you planned. This usually happens when checks are stolen from mailboxes or acquired through some other dishonest means, and they're washed in chemicals to remove the ink. There are more advanced operations out there that no longer really wash the checks. They create counterfeit checks based on the real one and use editing software to change the details, even the check number. But regardless, the fraudulent check can then be filled out as desired, deposited by the scammer. It can even be sold on the dark web to that highest bidder.
That's unfortunate because a lot of us still like to use that, send a check in the mail and things like that. Are there some precautions we can take?
Yeah, absolutely. There's some steps to protect yourself and reduce your risk if you are writing checks. It can be pretty hard to prevent against those more advanced operations, but things that you can do is mail your outgoing checks at a post office. I mean, that way you know there isn't going to be a middle person on your end. Retrieve your mail frequently. Never leave it in your mailbox overnight. Maybe you want to get a secure lockbox or a secure box at your street to have the mail secure in. If you're going on vacation, ask the post office to hold your mail or have a very trusted friend or neighbor pick it up for you daily. And while this last method isn't 100% foolproof from all scammers, writing your check using a gel pen can prevent it actually prevents ink from being washed away or off the check. So, using a ballpoint pen, that's the type of ink that can be washed. But these new gel pens that are out there that even say, combat check washing on them is the pen to use. So maybe buy one of those and keep it with the checkbook and use it for signing contracts and things as well.
What is it about the ink that stays?
It's the particular kind of ink that's being used and can't be washed away in that chemical process. It's the way that those pens are being developed.
Let's move on a little bit. I know we also recently had our citywide garage sales here in Richland Center, but it is yard sale, garage sale season. Are there some tips you can give us to stay safe with those?
Yeah, absolutely. Whether you're searching for a specific product or simply browsing to see what catches your interest, we really want safety to be among those top consideration, especially if you are buying products for little ones that can't anticipate hazards. And really, we're just trying to prevent that hidden hazard from entering your home. And the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission recalls products if they have the potential to cause that injury or death. And those types of hazards can include flammability, electrocution, choking, strangulation, unsafe amounts of lead or other chemicals, loose magnets, lack of warning labels on products, all things that would bring notifications to your attention. And again, it's most important to be checking for those recalls on those children's toys and nursery care products like cribs, baby gates, play yards, play pens, bouncers, swings, rockers, and those baby walkers, those children's durable products where a child is using them to stay safe, but they're not going to be able to anticipate or see any potential for harm with those products.
I know if you donate those items to a secondhand store or a thrift store, many times they can't take those items, Michelle, because they do get out of date and the codes are different as the, you know, they kind of get more safety regulations and those kind of things.
Absolutely. You know, a crib from the 80s is very different from a crib today in that, you know, you can fit a soda can through the crib rails on one that's from a long time ago. Well, that's one of the simple safety tests someone can do. But again, in the 2000s, those standards changed to the platform and mattress and things. And so while some items are recalled, others just become outdated. So it becomes a hazard for thrift stores to sell them. But consumers can easily check for recalls on their mobile device when they are at garage sales by visiting saferproducts.gov. There you will find recent recalls and have a searchable database on available items. So you can search by product type, or maybe you can search by the brand if you can see the labeling on the product. Because again, you don't want to introduce those hidden hazards into your home.
The other thing is, if we're buying something for us adults, you want to look for bad cords and different things like that. You don't want to plug something in and get a shock either, do you?
No, absolutely not. So look for those frayed wires. Look for those protective plastic coating that's over the cords to be sure it's not cracked, deteriorating, or cut. Check battery compartments for signs of corrosion. Test appliances and electronics on site before buying. And then again, avoid toys or other products that have chipping paint, as that could be a sign that it contains lead. You want to look for sharp metal parts and corners to be sure that those don't become injury hazards as well, whether they be pinch points or the potential for cutting. You know, some people like those old metal toys because they're collectors. Make sure there aren't little ones in the house that will get their hands on them.
Well, we're getting into travel season a little closer as Memorial Weekend approaches, and we want to make sure our vehicles are in tip-top shape. Do you have any maybe tips for us this month, Michelle?
Yeah, a couple different areas. Now, know that we're not the car care professionals here at Consumer Protection, but we do regulate motor vehicle repair and what goes into the law. So whether you are preparing for a summer road trip or just want to follow the everyday best practices, we do have these tips for you as it relates to motor vehicle care. The more you know about the vehicle, the more likely you'll be able to prevent these repair problems later on, and you'll be able to detect more common vehicle problems. So use your senses. Visually check the area around your vehicle for unusual liquids and residue on your vehicle for loose and displaced parts. You know, you just want to do that examination using your eyes and sense of smell as well. Then listen for strange noises using your ears there when you start the engine and while you drive. And then that feel aspect. Feel for changes in how your vehicle handles, including when driving, speeding up, coming to stops, making turns. If you understand how your vehicle operates normally, you're going to recognize when it's not acting normal and be able to describe such an issue to a repair professional to help in that diagnostic aspect and maybe reduce your repair costs there.
You want to find a good technician that you can trust and that you can work with regularly, don't you?
Absolutely. You want to ask questions and know your consumer rights as well. So ask for recommendations from friends, family, and others you trust. Choose an auto repair shop in your area before you need one. Do that research now while everything's going really well and maybe, you know, do an initial appointment with them for just an oil change to really get to know the people. Shop around, comparing prices and deals and warranty policies, especially when you have a high value repair, but get things in writing so you are comparing apples to apples. And then search for online reviews and contact Consumer Protection to see if we have complaints against your repair shop. A complaint doesn't necessarily mean something bad because it's how they resolved it. Were they following the law? So look at that more closely as well if there are complaints.
Yeah, the problem is if we break down, we're in a strange town and, you know, we don't have any relationship with that person that's doing the work. Sometimes, you know, you might be subject to some shady deal or something like that. What should we do if we come upon something like that?
Well, so here's the thing. If you're in Wisconsin, we have particular laws. Auto repair shops must receive your authorization for any repair and must offer you an estimate if repairs will cost $50 or more. So you want to know unauthorized repairs or price increases are allowed. So if you drop your car off for repairs before a shop opens, leave documentation asking them to call you with an estimate, or they can charge you whatever they want. So that could come in the case of that breakdown situation. Shops can hold your vehicle until you pay for authorized repairs, but can't keep it if you refuse to pay for those unauthorized repairs. So again, if you get a phone call about needing additional authorization, keep documentation, and the repair shop should as well. But that will help you if there's any disputes down the road. And when work's complete, the shop must provide you an invoice describing that the repairs, what they were and how they were completed. And now, if parts are replaced and you want to receive those parts back, you need to say something before the work is done. Otherwise, those parts don't need to be provided to you. So be sure you're very clear about that up front if you're going to want those parts back.
What about if our vehicle needs towed, Michelle?
Yeah, this is a tough area because there are plenty of con artists posing as tow truck companies, and they take advantage of businesses and consumers in need. They'll show up to the scene of an accident or a car breakdown without being called by you or the police and try to persuade you to allow them to transport it to a repair shop. Now, unless they have an actual agreement with the local law enforcement to be doing that in high traffic areas, be cautious because these drivers may charge ridiculous undisclosed fees or bring your vehicle to a dishonest repair shop that they're really secretly working with. So when you receive your bill, you may be shocked to learn